It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig Show. And thank you for listening. I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How is Pinky?
I'm awesome. How are you, Mildred?
I'm awesome. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a lovely weekend.
I did as well.
So, what's going on?
Well, today, Pinky, we celebrate a very famous man. It would be his birthday. His name was Jack LaLanne.
Oh, I know who he is. Lady Lynette told me about him. He's a very famous exercise, nutrition, really smart guru kind of guy. He had a lot of people that learned from him.
That's right, and he goes way back. He was born in 1914, and he had a television show about fitness on the TV for 34 years.
Yeah, he was born in 1914, and he lived to be 96.
That's right. He was called the godfather of modern fitness.
Yeah, he inspired millions and millions and millions of people to change their lives for the better.
Yes, he did.
Is that his real name?
His name was François-Henri LaLanne.
It sounds very French.
That's right. Both his parents came from France, and they were immigrants, and he grew up in San Francisco, but he had a very difficult childhood.
He did?
Yeah, he was angry and sad, and he described his childhood as being really miserable. And his problem was he didn't eat well, and he consumed excessive amounts of sugar, and all he wanted was donuts and candy. He was just a difficult child, but his father took him to a motivational lecture, and he listened to this man speak. And the man's name was Bragg, his last name, with two G's.
Bragg?
Yes, Paul Bragg. And he was born in 1895, and he was into alternative medicine through detoxification of the body.
Oh, yeah, Bragg. He and his wife, they developed the apple cider vinegar. That's very good for you. Lady Lynette takes it. She puts it on her salad every day.
That's right. And Paul Bragg really influenced young Jack LaLanne when he was a teenager. And Jack turned his life around.
How'd he get the name Jack?
Well, one of his brothers gave him that nickname, Jack. So Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, so now he's a teenager. And now he starts eating correctly because Paul Bragg inspired him.
Yes, and he started exercising, and he got so into it. And when he was a teenager, he set up a gym in his home, and he would train policemen and firemen. They would come and give them fitness exercises to do.
When he was just a teenager?
Yeah, he was 18 years old, and when he was 21, he opened the nation's first health club ever.
Yeah, wow. And then he got the TV show.
Right, when he was 37, he got that TV show just in San Francisco for like 8 years. And then it got syndicated and went national.
Yeah, we want to get syndicated too.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. And Lady Lynette showed me pictures. He wore this jumpsuit, very tight blue, very revealing jumpsuit. You could really see his muscles and everything.
Yes, a beautiful physique he had. And he was such an athlete. And his friends, they called him an animal.
An animal?
right? Because he was just so strong and he had so much energy, and that was his nickname.
But he was a man. He's like an ape. I'm an ape man. Oopsie. I just gave away Tomorrow's Tuesday's tune.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're going to sing I'm an Ape Man.
Yes. But not only was Jack LaLanne a fitness guru with exercising and stretching and yoga, he was a great swimmer. And he would do amazing swimming performances. He would swim in the San Francisco Bay with his hands cuffed together.
That's crazy.
Right. And then he would put a rope around himself with a harness and he would swim and he would tow these big boats behind him.
He is so strong. He's an animal.
Yeah, but he was just so determined and he had so much motivation, and he became a motivational speaker, and he published numerous books, and he made videos, and he really helped the elderly people that were somewhat limited, but, you know, he, on his TV show, he would gear it to them, certain sections, and he inspired children to exercise, and he inspired everyone to eat real food and have true nutrition in their lives.
Yeah, real fruits and vegetables.
And he was an accomplished gymnast.
Oh, yeah, he could do the handstands and everything. He'd do the handstand, and then his dog, Happy.
Oh, right, he had two dogs.
Jack LaLanne would do the handstand, and then the dog would be right next to him, sitting up on his hind legs, looking at him, so cute.
Yeah, his dog's name was Happy. And then he had another dog named Walter.
Another white German shepherd?
Yes, and Walter, if you take those letters, when you spell it.
Yeah?
W-A-L-T-E-R.
Okay.
The W stands for we, a, all, L, love.
We all love
to exercise regularly. We all love to exercise regularly. W-A-L-T-E-R.
That's clever.
That's right. And he inspired and trained many bodybuilders. And Jack, he designed and invented many gym machines that are still in use today.
Such a creative man.
Right. And one of his quotes, he said, exercise is king and nutrition is queen. Together, you have a kingdom.
Yeah.
And he was amazing. He could do these exceptional performances. Pinky, you know what a push-up is?
Yeah, you lay on your belly and then you use your front arms to push up. When the people do it, they leave their toes tucked under.
Yeah, the push-up. He did 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 chin-ups.
Oh, with the bar, and you pull your, put your chin over the bar?
Yeah, and he did that in less than an hour and a half. 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 chin-ups. He was 45 years old when he did that. And he did many other performances similar.
Yeah. And Lady Lynette said when he was 88 years old, he got his own star on Hollywood Boulevard on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had that TV show for 34 years.
Oh, yeah, he was a star. He was on Laugh-In and Batman and Adam's Family and Mr. Ed and the Lucy Show.
Yeah, he's quite a star.
Yeah.
He was always cheerful and positive, energetic, and he was known as an apostle for fitness.
Yeah.
All right, Pinky, here's another quote from Jack LaLanne, who said, it's not what you do some of the time that counts. It's what you do all of the time that counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jack LaLanne, he knew that what you put into your body is what you are. You are what you eat. You eat live food, you're going to be alive.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you, Jack LaLanne. Okay, tomorrow's Tuesday's Tune. I love you.
I love you.